file with studies, mainstream headlines, and I want to go and knock on doors and knock on schools and say, hey, you got a cell tower on top here, just to get people out of the comfort zone that this is serious. I mean, if people were smoking 5 packs of cigarettes with your kids every day in school, you'd want to know. Well, they have major studies saying this is more deadly than cigarette smoke. This is serious business, folks, and it's planned, and it's hurting the environment, not just humans. A lot of leftists want humans to die. Planned Parenthood's come out and said that, you know, the heartbeat is an arbitrary standard of life. Kill the baby, because they were never alive. This is mind control, but roll through this.
Mind control, population control. Yeah, thanks. I mean, feel free to interrupt. And
no, I don't want you to. Do the last 10 minutes.
And talk about things. You had some good points there. But one of the things is piecing everything together. And one of the things I found, and we'll publish all this stuff too, is that Dr. Frey with the Office of Naval Research, he injected rats with methylene blue. And methylene blue, so under different types of imaging technologies, you can see where it goes. They use it to find out. And none of the blue crossed the blood-brain barrier. And so when he exposed the rats to pulsed EMF frequencies, even low range in the cellular range, all of a sudden the methylene blue went into the brains of the rats. Now, what does that tell you? What's the grand scheme of things? What's really going on here? That means that you can transport metals, transport nanoparticles into the brain by using EMF frequencies, by using cell phone towers, by using routers, by using cell phones. And not only that, it also increases the permeability of the intestinal lining as well. So when you look at the all of the chemicals that are being put in the food supply, the metals, you look at why are they spraying us with chemtrails? You have nanoparticles of aluminum. You can pull that up for the geoengineering. All of these different components, we now know how the EMF component is put into this whole picture, because now we can open up, they can open up the brain. This, you know, basically bring any type of nanoparticles, metal or whatever they want, into the brain, which can be controlled now with EMF frequencies and with the rollout of 5G and the rollout of all these Y-gig, etc. Not only that, they can now target the oxygen, they can now target the water, they can now target the carbon dioxide. Now, not only that, but you have birds that are dying off everywhere. You have insects that are dying off everywhere. You have trees that are being affected by the electromagnetic frequencies. Because of the, you have Agenda 21, so now you can see the whole picture. If we take it even further to the fluoride in the water, which was at the end of the Second World War, with the government sent Charles Elliott Perkins, who was a research worker in chemistry, biochemistry, physiology, and pathology, to take charge of the Farben chemical plants in Germany. That's IG Farben. If you go on and you look at the history between IG Farben, he was told there was German the chemists had a scheme which would be worked out by the war and the German general staff, and that was to control the population in any given area through mass medication of drinking water. In this scheme, sodium fluoride occupied a prominent place. Now, Perkins has came out later and said repeated doses of infinitesimal amounts of fluoride will in time reduce an individual's power to resist domination by slowly poisoning and narcotizing a certain area of the brain that will then make them submissive to the will of those who wish to govern them. Both the Germans and the Russians added sodium fluoride to the drinking water of prisoners of war to make them stupid and docile. What the adding of the fluoride component has to do with this whole EMF thing is it's all about being able to transmit frequencies through the pineal gland, and to be able to turn on your immune system. If you look at what the pineal gland does, there's actually a crystal in everybody's pineal gland. I mean, that's been proven, and you can, through autopsies of people, they can determine your spirituality level. Just they dissected pineal glands of monks, and they found bigger crystals in the pineal glands of monks than they do normal individuals. So by increasing the halogens, the bromine, the chlorines, the fluorides, into the water supply, into the food supply, it creates a calcification of the pineal gland, and it alters the pineal gland so the pineal gland doesn't function and operate effectively. Well, guess what? The pineal gland also produces melatonin. And melatonin is used to help with your gene sequences, to help repair the DNA in your body. So if you look at all of these things and what the general scheme of things is, the insiders that we've talked about, and Alex has talked about this many times, is what is the grand end game, or what is that they're going to do? What is this disease X? What is this biological warfare? With the introduction of the 5G and everything that's going on, the calcification of the pineal gland, the lack of production of the melatonin so you can repair your genes, all of that is leading to what I think, and controlling the oxygen, is it's going to be very easy to introduce and control a biological weapon and then be able to force vaccinate the whole population. Now, the forced vaccination, in my opinion and in my theory, is going to contain the nanoparticles, the chips, the bio
activators. The final binary
that
weapon.
They will be able to then go cross the blood-brain barrier, because we know the electromagnetic frequencies now because of that study with the methylene blue, opened up the blood-brain barrier and made the gut lining permeable. So if you're able to inject a vaccination, whether it's, you know, forced vaccinations, they might even put it in food. Who knows how it's going to go down? But there's got to be a method. They're already doing it with the nanoparticles.
Well, here's the bottom line. They admit it's massively causing cancer. They admit they're using